Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Don't forget to vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards from the link in our bio.
Yeah, there's conversations happening. You know, we're talking to a bunch of different people, but love DAZN, love Eddie. So yeah, we're having conversations.
And if I lose the bet, I might have to use it in credit for services as well.
So Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul on DAZN.
Maybe. Maybe. Say it again. I would rather fight him than Tommy, or both in the same night. You know, Tommy's a 1 or 2 round fight for me, and John Fury's a half round fight for me. So we can make that happen in 3 rounds or less, and I go home early night. But there are a bunch of jokers over there.
Eddie, you mentioned the ticket sales from the UK and Ireland. Were you surprised that it was?
Yeah, I was, because I only found out today. It's like something like 40-odd% traveling from Ireland and the UK. Which is brilliant, because you're going to have a lot of Puerto Ricans in there as well. You're going to have a load of Irish. The atmosphere is going to be brilliant. You want that. You want that partisan crowd. You know, you want both sides. And honestly, the atmosphere is going to be incredible. The undercard for this fight is absolutely brilliant. And that is so important for a historic night, especially at the Garden. So by the time that main event comes in, you're going to see an incredible night of boxing already. And I think the main event can only be a thriller.
I know you said that the focus is on Saturday, but if you think that how many have travelled, would it make sense to do a rematch in Ireland?
Oh, look, rematch at Croke Park in front of 60 or 70,000 would be incredible. But let's get the first one out of the way. I think it can only be a great fight. I think these two need each other, you know, to earn this kind of payday. And they appreciate that. The first one's a cracker. Maybe we'll talk and do two or three.
Eddie, is there a reason you were a little bit hesitant to shake Jake's hand up on stage after the bet was he tried to...
Yeah, he's got a lot more money than me, you know. not really. I was like, I don't like to take away from the limelight, but at the same time, he sort of tested my ego a little bit. So I was like, I didn't really want to do the bet, but then I kind of had to. And then
half of it.
Half of it.
You're the one that made it a million.
Well, okay, can we go back to half a million? I'm joking. but like, you know, he was talking about his jewelry. I had a bit of banter and then it got a bit out of control, but it is what it is now. I can't back down. So
yeah. It's just...
What's that?
Yeah, that was disrespectful. It was good though.
Mine's a little bit more low key than his.
But what is this? Paddock? No.
Yeah.
Paddock? Nice. Yeah, yeah, fire.
How are you going to get paid if his fighter went half a million in jewelry and half in cash?
I'll just send a wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? You know, we'll figure it out.
Jake, what do you think about McGregor's weight gain? What's about fighting him?
Couldn't care less about him, man. I don't know. He's a loser.
During the Bisping rumors, there was talk about it actually being staged in Canada. What are your thoughts on maybe having a fight, not in Edmonton, of course, but maybe on like a big stage like a Scotiabank Arena?
Well, first of all, he couldn't prove that he was out of his UFC contract, which means he's not. And that's how a lot of these fighters are. They finish their career retired with 2 or 3 fights left under their UFC contract. So probably wouldn't even be able to make that fight happen. And he didn't do what he needed to do to prove to make that fight happen.
What about the general scheme, though, fighting in Canada? Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah, look, I like Canada. Canada's cool, you know. Canada's a vibe.
Is still possible or not?
Nah, he's got to go fight somebody. I not really a thing.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.